Now, for many years at BBC Radio Suffolk, we've been banging the drum to get as many people as possible to stop dropping litter. So when the message gets across to young people, we can't welcome the news enough. They often get blamed for creating the mess. And in many cases, it's not them lobbing out the rubbish onto the side of the road. Year 6 pupil Alex Watkins has won a litter awareness poster campaign this morning and is encouraging people across the county to stop littering. This morning, Alex had no idea that he'd won the competition, which was run by Mid-Suffolk District Council. So we sent our reporter John Wright down to Bramford Primary School, just on the outskirts of Ipswich, to join in with a very special school assembly.
And the overall winner for the whole of Mid-Suffolk goes to Alex Watkins.
So that was the special assembly at the school that we've just had. We've come out back onto the playing field, and here is your poster, Alex, on the side of a massive refuse truck, and even your name here, designed by Alex Watkins. How are you feeling?
Pretty proud. It's good to have it, on there.
It's an excellent poster. Could you describe it for me? Tell me what you've...
Well, the slogan is "Bin it, don't sling it," and it's just got a bin with loads of rubbish around it, and obviously the bin's empty, and then there's an apple core in the corner. Stop, think, don't litter.
So. Excellent. Nice bright colours, fantastic writing, and it looks even better in big on the side of a truck, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
Obviously, you've been studying about litter and stuff in class and in school. Do you think people understand the anti-litter message?
Well, yeah, because it's really important that people don't drop litter, because obviously animals die and stuff, so...
So the message is getting through. Parents, how are you guys?
Yeah, I'm very proud of him, actually. He's done a very good design, I think. Brings it home and spreads the word, so it can only be a good thing the more and more it's publicised.
Also joining us here is Sarah Carter, who's with Mid-Suffolk District Council, who's organised the competition. And this is the fourth year that you've run it.
It is our fourth year.
How was the calibre this year?
Oh, this year, the standard of the artwork we received in was absolutely fantastic, the highest we've ever seen. And the number of entries was astonishing as well. And what's really different about Bramford Primary is just about every child had put forward an entry into the competition, spurred on by one of the teachers here at the school. So we were so astonished that there were so many entries from Bramford. And then, when the judging took place, it was quite nice that it was from this school that the winner was picked because of that.
You obviously go around to schools, you're trying to get this message across. And it's something which just needs to be reinforced with each year and again and again.
Absolutely. I tend to get into as many primary schools around the district as I can, probably on a 2 or 3 yearly basis, because then I see a fresh set of children each time. And I just want to enthuse them so that they don't become the litter droppers of the future.
Fantastic. Well, Alex, I think your poster looks absolutely superb. And we're going to see that driving around. And your final message to anyone, be they old or young, who thinks that they might be too lazy to go and find a bin, what would you say to them?
Well, just think, because it doesn't take much just to walk to a bin and put it in the bin. So, bin it, don't sling it.
Bin it, don't sling it!
Hello, I'm Jason Bloomfield. I work on the A14 on the litter bin truck.
Well, your truck is now even more nicely decorated than it was before.
Yeah, well done to Alex. Yeah, it's a brilliant design and really stands out, and it'll look good on the A14. So, it's all good. Yeah, brilliant.
So, you're out picking up litter day in, day out. Do you think the message is getting through?
Well, we'd like to think so. Obviously, that's an ongoing battle all the time, but obviously that's all about education and we're battling on all the time. So, yeah, obviously A14 have its areas where it get bad, but we try and keep on top of it, so...
You've got Dusty in the cab. Dusty, who you rescued from a bin itself. How's he doing at the moment?
Yeah, I've had him just over a year now, and he's doing absolutely brilliant. Yeah, he's... doing really well. He's getting a little bit tubby like his dad, because he gets lots of treats, but doing really well, and he's brilliant, yeah.
What do you guys think of Dusty?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah. Are any of you ever going to drop litter?
No!
What would you do if you saw someone else dropping litter?
Pick it back.
Find them £80, maybe.
Find them £80. I like that. You're going to be a police officer when you grow up.
What a great slogan. Bin it, don't sling it. John Wright, who went along to assembly at Bramford Primary School this morning to see Year 6 student Alex Watkins win the Mid-Suffolk Litter Awareness Poster campaign. He went to school this morning not knowing that he'd won, and it is on the side of the truck that goes along the A14 with the litter pickers. And there's a lovely picture we've just tweeted out from my Twitter feed today of Alex with a certificate standing right next to that truck with his poster on. So well done, my friend. Well done. Sling it, don't bin it.